2. Why is there fear? It is the nature of the spirit, because the spirit only knows itself through the body form. The spirit does not know that I am spirit. Presence does not know that I am presence. It knows itself only through the body form. It is attached to the body form and therefore wishes to continue with the known, that is, life in the body for as long as possible. For example, say you poured water over a few ants, they would immediately start running away, looking for an escape. Why? Because even the smallest and the subtlest presence wants its body to survive. It is the nature of spirit or presence because the body form is all that it knows, either as a man or a woman, animal, insect or some other being. You fear losing the body because you've identified with it and accepted it as your reality. The body is not permanent. It is not your reality. You do not know yourself. You may know many things, but you do not know yourself. Spirituality teaches you how to identify and know yourself in a real sense. Spirituality gives you the knowledge so that you can emerge from ignorance. We know ourselves in the body form, and that is illusion. But at the same time, don't neglect your body or your duties. Carry out your responsibilities. If you are a businessman or an employee, or if you have a family, attend to the tasks at hand. Attend to your responsibilities. However, at the same time, during the course of this life, try to identify yourself. Try to find the answer to the question, who am I? Know yourself in a real sense. Someday or other, willingly or unwillingly, you will leave the body, and the body will embark on its last journey to the cemetery. But the good news is that you're not the body. The conviction that you're not the body will arise spontaneously, and then you'll be free from any fears associated with the concept of death. After conviction, you will know that the body form was never your identity and will never be your identity. There is nothing to fear. What have you to fear? Who is afraid? Your fearful thoughts will pass. Don't struggle with them. Let them go. Meditation will bring your struggles to an end so that all your fears will disappear for good. Spirituality gives you the strength and courage, the power and the energy to live life free of struggle, to live life spontaneously, live life bravely, live with your light, live by that light, live as that light. Don't be a coward. You will leave the body one day. No one can escape from this fate. So prepare for that day. This is the idea behind spirituality and the meditation practice, because through meditation, all the illusory concepts, such as death and the fear of death, will simply dissolve. What is meditation? It means non-stop recitation of the Naam Mantra. This priceless mantra came from Dattatreya. Theoretically, we know that I am Brahma, but theory is not sufficient. Literal knowledge or bookish knowledge is not enough because theoretical knowledge can easily be forgotten. Therefore, material knowledge, literal knowledge or dry knowledge will not help you. Be practical. Practicality is most important. Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj carried on working in his shop till he was 70 or 75 years old. He did not leave his job or abandon his duties saying, "Oh, I am a spiritual man, I am a master, I will not continue with my business." No. I was also working in a bank. Stand on your own feet and don't depend on anyone else. Don't depend on body-based knowledge or on your routine life. Don't depend on spirituality outside of you either, because spirituality is inbuilt in you. You're already a spiritual man or a spiritual woman. You're not the body form. Why, therefore, do you wish to go here and there in search of spirituality? So, be with you all the time. You must find the courage to stay away from bad company or those elements that can have a negative influence on you and as a result distract you from your reality. There are so many teachers and masters in the world today who charge vast amounts of money for their spiritual talks. I'm not criticizing them, but it is happening. Here, we are not running a business or trying to profiteer from seekers. There is absolutely no commercialization of spirituality. Our lineage places great emphasis on sharing this knowledge free of charge. We are not withholding anything. We are sharing all the knowledge. How can you charge for knowledge that is yours? It is your innate knowledge. We are pointing out that except your selfless self, there is no God. This is direct knowledge. It is very, very simple knowledge. All these lineage masters have shared the same very basic and simple knowledge that there is nothing except your selfless self. So why are you still going elsewhere to find your identity? Where is Peter? Where is John? You are here and nowhere else. That which you've been searching for is itself the ultimate truth. Ultimate truth is not separate from you. Be strong, be spiritually strong, not egotistically strong. When you are spiritually invincible and physically strong, no one, absolutely no one, will be able to impress you with his own ideas or concepts. When you know yourself in a real sense, it does not matter where you live. You can be anywhere in the world, living as the ultimate truth that you are. You need not go searching again. If you have sufficient time, you can visit this ashram. You don't need to stay for lengthy periods. Just remember that you don't have to travel to Ranjit Ashram or Nashik Ashram, because wherever you are, there is your ashram. You may be living in a large townhouse, or you may be living in a small cottage, somewhere out in the country. Where you are is of no consequence. Your ashram is with you at all times, wherever you go. You do not need a variety of exercises to identify yourself. All you need for conviction is strict meditation. This practice is most important. It is the foundation. Through it, you will truly know that you are not the body form. With this conviction, all your fears will melt away because you will no longer be attached to the body form. You will know that deep down, at the very core of your being, you are eternal. You are unborn. There is no death for you. There is only death for the five element body.